You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Yay.
Just kidding.
Wow, Arsenio.
I heard he was coming back.
He is coming back.
I'm excited. Woo! I hope he has Bill Clinton on as his first guest.
Oh, boy.
I hope he has RuPaul. By the way, Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another after show for RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Bing. This one is the finale, and we have a winner.
Yay.
We have a winner.
Chad Michaels is our winner. Mm-hmm. And I think before we go into the episode, I would like to continue a discussion that started in the viewing room for us, which was Raven obviously seems to be a popular favorite. I do love Raven, but there was some feelings, I shall call them, feelings as to why Chad won over Raven.
I would say differences
of opinions.
I'd like to introduce myself.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I was really, really excited about this episode, and thought that maybe you know who we are, but if you don't, I'm Jackie Borowski, and next to me,
Cameron Marston,
and across from me,
Natalie Vretney.
Hello, I'm Tony Moore.
That's my
news reporter look.
So now that you know who we are, let's discuss.
Sorry, I just thought it was funny.
You were so amped up in the workroom.
Oh,
I gave you candy for a reason.
Oh, that's why you gave us candy. Mm-hmm. I thought it's just because you liked us.
I love that we had a workroom.
We have a workroom? I know. I'm at viewing room.
It's okay. Okay.
We work in the viewing room.
No, we don't.
We work
okay,
in.
Okay, so, Raven, Chad.
That's so Raven.
So, Tony made comments that basically from what the judges were saying, he felt that Chad would have won based on their Raven would have won based on their comments.
I agree.
Well,
going by editing.
Yes, I say that because you know, they mentioned that Chad is represents like the old school form of drag,
right?
And that there was a little debate between the guest judges and the judges about if she's predictable and things like that. And then they said, you know, you have the showgirls, you know, old school type of drag, and they show clips of Chanel and Chad. And then they mentioned that you have the upstarts, which are, you know, the girls who are willing to experiment and do different things and try new things, which were Raven and Jujubee. With that being said, I was like, that's kind of what drag is being willing to, you know, do different things, try different things, do different looks and things like that. So in a way, it was almost set up like, oh, you know, we're kind of gearing towards, you know, the upstarts, because they represent this, you know, new age,
the
I
evolution.
Guess, kind of drag.
But yeah. Don't they do that in every reality competition? Like, America's Next Top Model, they'll have, like, the final two, and it'll sound like they're leaning towards one, and then they always go with the other.
Maybe.
I feel like that's the case with most reality shows.
Well, sometimes, but there's always a judge that comes in, and they're like, this girl is blah, 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 but this girl, and so they kind of make you go, oh, ooh, ah, ee, you know, and mm-hmm. then you, at the end, you really don't know who the winner is. You still have your favorite, but you don't know until they reveal it.
And I think after seeing that lip sync, I think the more powerful performance just from the lip sync was Raven.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that, okay, so if we compare regular RuPaul's Drag Race to like the Independent Spirit Awards,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to have your like big indie breakout people win the awards. Mm-hmm. But if we compare RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars to the Oscars, mm-hmm. the awards are going to go to the people that have been doing it the longest and working at it the longest. And
sometimes.
Or who schmooze the foreign press.
Who, well,
and lunches.
Aside from
I've read the articles, I know.
But who has been in, like a seasoned professional in this field for a long time, and I feel like looking on that, and RuPaul did say that he was taking into consideration everything up until this point. And I think taking in that into consideration, that it had to have been Chad Michaels, because there's more time for Raven to pick up awards versus Chad Michaels. It's like, this is his, I don't know, last chance, I want to say.
It almost makes not it sound to, like a pity award.
No, it's not a pity award.
I would say it's a very well-deserved award. I think she worked hard for it.
And yeah. Any one of those, any one of the top four would have deserved it.
Well, we
know you're... Why do you hate Chanel so much? What does she do to you?
I don't feel that she belong there, but let's go back to Ru. Because I'm on Tony's page with that. I do believe that the editing geared it towards us making it feel like it was going towards Raven. I also agree with the idea or the concept that the future evolution of drag kind of is dependent upon pushing boundaries and giving us a new look. And that's kind of what happened with season 4 with Sharon Needles. And they mm-hmm. made such a big deal about that, the next generation of drag, the next face of drag. And I appreciate the all-star concept of old school and the lasting drag talent, an example, I guess. But my question to you guys as co-hosts is, do you think the winner can follow in Ru's footsteps and push boundaries and open doors for the next generation? And I have a hard time. I don't quite see.
But those are huge shoes to try to fill.
I believe. I mean, RuPaul, I understand that.
RuPaul broke a lot of barriers in the early 90s with supermodel work, you know, and appearing on TV shows and drag and talk shows and talking about it and making, I feel like, something that might have been underground or not as mainstream known, now known. Like, she is the face of that. When you think drag, you think RuPaul. Are there boundaries that still need to be pushed and crossed? Of course. Are the contestants and winners of RuPaul's Drag Race those people? I don't know.
Maybe.
This is national exposure. Shouldn't they be?
Yeah. I mean,
again, I'm posing that question to you. I mean, of the two that were in the final, who do you see that would actually push those boundaries?
I just think also, though, like, as far as not necessarily pushing boundaries, there are two different ways to think about pushing boundaries, is what I want to say. There's like a Sharon Needles type of way where there's a shock value. And not that Raven is by any means a Sharon Needles, but she definitely has an edginess and kind of a newer shock value versus Chad. Chad knows a lot historically, and Chad has a lot of intelligence as to what she's doing and what goes into her work. And there's a whole knowledge of history there that she brings with her that I don't think maybe she would be pushing the boundaries herself, but maybe encouraging other people to do so.
I just question the tenacity of Chad in a non-gay community, non-gay, transgender, gender-bending community, whereas I see Raven, because I wasn't a fan of Chad or Raven in either of their seasons, but, you know, I can only go on what we've been watching, so if I had to choose somebody who would still be themselves true to form in any group or setting that they're put into, I would have to go with Raven. I think she's crass enough. I think Chad is very polished. She's a total entertainer, and I appreciate all of that. But I myself view this show as a way to, again, shove it down people's throats. I'm done.
I see what you mean by that. Like, you know, if put in a situation outside of the gay community, outside of a club setting, would they still be able to, you know, be clean and polished and relatable and, you know, be accepted and things like that. And
I also don't want our spokesperson to backtrack either. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I think Raven, like Shangela, I'm not a big fan of Shangela, but she is on the hustle and she is Shangela in every forum that she is in. And I appreciate that because yeah. I want integrity from a spokesperson from our community, because whether they want to be or not, the winners or the top four, they're all going to be spokespersons for our community, unfortunately. Right. They are our faces.
But I think though, also, remember Chad in the challenge where she's in the street and she's basically, like, hustling people? She was hustling people, just, like, any type of person. And she had no fear as to doing that. Versus, yeah. actually, Raven was a little bit, like, more timid in that same situation. So I don't think that polish should always be lumped in with necessarily, like,
not being edgy enough or yeah, not being forward moving.
She's pretty fearless. Like,
but see, again, my thing though is I want to know if that person is the same way out of drag that they are in drag. Mm. And that's what I'm saying, is I feel that there's a certain safety bubble that Chad lives in. Because, you know, of course, and also, I think she's slightly affected by the work that she's had done. And again, I don't know her personally, so there's no personal judgment. I'm just saying, from what we get and what we view or get to see as viewers, that is just my own personal thing. And from a gay community or a gay representative, I would want something that is going to push the boundaries, because it's not going to change unless you kick the door now.
That's true.
All right. That is true. That was very thoughtful.
Yes.
So, going into the challenges, we start off with the interview challenge. You guys have any preliminary thoughts about the interview challenge?
Well, I thought that going into a group interview, I think you have to be prepared to kind of butt in when you can. I do think that Jujubee and Raven didn't say a whole lot. Because Chanel talked a lot for the four of them.
Yes.
And, you know, Raven, I think Raven might have been a little thrown off when, because she's herself all the time. So she cusses and she was like, boop, and it was kind of like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm, you know, going to take it back a little bit. But I think in that they were all just kind of like trying to get in and trying to get a sound bite in. But
I think Raven could have, or not Raven, Juju could have pushed a little bit harder. When going to Untucked, when she was saying she was wants to make, when they had that interview with RuPaul, when it was like all four of them, she was saying how she wants to make everyone happy, and, you know, and she probably didn't want to be rude and butt in, but I think, you know, she needed to do that in order to get out what you wanted to say.
It's hard to be cutthroat and be a competitor when you're trying to make or appease.
Exactly. A large crowd. I think in that situation, she needed to put that aside and really.
Definitely.
Because this is now RuPaul's best friend race.
Bitch.
But I think also, you know, Juju tried to like chime in and say something, but, you know, she was also trying to be polite. Like, she's in front of this entertainment reporter. You know, you don't want to go, but okay, I'm trying to talk. You know what I mean? You don't want that awkward moment. She was just kind of like, okay, well, go ahead, girl.
Well, it's like in her, but it's kind of like in the comedy sketch troupe or in the preparation when they rehearsed with Cheryl Terry. She told us you need to commit, and that's part of it. And when you're going to jump in and then cut somebody off, you got to commit to what you're going to do and make sure it lands and sticks.
It's kind of like the four of us here. We get our say in.
That is true. And there's a diplomatic way to cut people off that's not making you seem like you're just like shitting on their time.
Right.
So well, I wasn't implying anything. I'm just saying.
Oh, neither was I.
I did it on purpose.
I will say, during the interviews, I loved Raven's look. I think she just looked very, like,
put together. That was like a complete outfit.
Yeah, that was like, I'm going to an interview, but I'm also a drag queen.
And I feel like this entire episode, her waist got so much smaller and her butt got so much bigger. But that's a good thing. There's something about it. Like, just this episode, I felt like,
well, she lost a lot of weight, and she probably
just this episode
found better padding.
Found really good padding,
and not clay stockings.
I like Chad's. I like Chad's look too at the interview, though.
I didn't like the hair.
I love that hair.
I think that's what it is. I think it was the hair. Like, I loved her look when we get to the Hamburger Mary's part. I loved that look. I think, you know, looking at the dress that she had on, and I loved that. I think it was the hair that threw it off for me.
See, I like that Dolly Parton curly Q.
But it didn't go
hair.
With the short, like, you know, dress that black dress that she had on. That's just my opinion. Like, I mean, I don't claim to be, you know,
especially when you're sitting down for an interview, you know, if you want to catch somebody's attention, you got to kind of work with what you got extended, right? I mean, if you're sitting, your legs aren't going to show it. It's got hair. So I like Raven, too.
Yeah. So Mickey's, they go
or
to
or Hamburger Mary's
or Mickey's.
Mickey's is the place that you were
really,
at last night for the
really
finale.
Want a burger now.
I keep plug. Saying Mickey's. I even wrote it in my notes. I wrote interview Mickey's comedy because I've got Mickey's on the brain.
I got cheeseburgers.
I feel
brain.
Like I've been living at Mickey's, even though I have not at all.
She has.
Maybe just a little.
Speaking of old school, Hamburger Mary's has been around since 1972. The first installment was in San Francisco.
There's one in Long Beach,
that's
right?
Awesome.
Long Beach, Hawaii had one.
Well, Chicago. Apparently there are, according to Chanel, there are 12 across the nation.
Yes.
Nice.
12 across
some
the nation.
Some have come and gone. Anyway, sorry.
Hamburger so Mary's. They go to Hamburger Mary's.
Go eat there.
Yes.
For their new burger.
Mm-hmm.
Is there even food at Mickey's? I just totally made that up.
There
Mickey's.
Is. They, Mickey's serves?
Mickey's does have a happy hour between 5 and 9 p.m. Monday
they have
Friday.
A really good ding. Special on alcohol as well.
Yes.
Jackie and I got a ton of alcohol the first time we went there.
We
for
did.
A very small amount of money. We're like, we can't drink all this.
It was very unexpected, and we got drunk pretty quickly. We were like, oh, thanks.
But they drank responsibly.
We did.
Yeah. We did. Tried to pass it off to Cameron. He said no.
Hamburger Mary's.
So at Hamburger
so
Mary's.
So at Hamburger Mary's, they go and they introduce their burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I like the judges, thought Chad's speech was great at Hamburger Mary's. I didn't see anything wrong with Raven's makeup. But again, I think this has to do with...
Raven's makeup was like lighter than her skin. But it, I know that happens most of the time, but you could just really see the difference. I just thought her face was a completely different color than like her shoulders and her chest. So maybe that was it.
I think part of it, though, was seeing it live.
But this one, it stood out. It wasn't blended correctly.
Really?
Maybe.
I didn't think Raven
was
that bad.
From where I was sitting.
I think maybe in person I might see. Hey, Shanji.
Oh, we have Shangela.
Give it away until they say hello.
Uh-oh. Is it Hallelujah in the building?
Hallelujah, everybody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the building.
Hallelujah in the building. Good evening.
How you doing, Miss Shangela?
Well,
oh, you're cutting out.
Uh-oh, stand still. I know you're in Paris, Texas now. Now, do they have service, good service down there in Texas?
4G?
Shangela?
Oh, she just got looped.
Okay,
she can call back.
I think we lost her.
So then should we go to the...
Well, okay, we're still at Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah, we're still at Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, yeah, speech.
Yeah. So, wait, I was going to make a point, and then I totally forgot.
Raven's makeup.
Well,
didn't now it's Tony doing it, not me.
Well, I didn't have a comment on that because I don't really know about makeup. As long as it's on and it looks right, then it's fine.
It wasn't horrible. I think the lighting in person probably was bad for her.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, Chad's moment that he had about West Hollywood, mm-hmm. I thought was great.
Yeah.
I thought that definitely, you know, roped everything in. And it made people feel good that, you know, that he cherished, you know, West Hollywood and for what it's known for and accepting the art form of drag and things like that. So I thought that was a great
I thought that was
him.
Perfect, like a perfect speech for that, especially in that place, and then you're given the keys to the city. All right,
we have Shangela back. We lost you.
Journalist, I'm back.
Hallelujah part two.
Hallelujah. Shangela, have you been...
Oh, I like that. I like the sound of that Hallelujah part two. Girl, that might be my new sequel title.
Yes!
Now, Shangela, have you been keeping up with RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars?
And yes, as much as I can. You know, I've been on the road a lot, and so my DVR is packed. So I have, but I watch it online when I miss it from home, and I've lived for All Stars this season.
Now, for those who are listening, we had a couple of callers before, you know, give a list of people that they thought should have been on All Stars, and you were one of those people. Was there any particular reason we didn't see you on All Stars, or...
Oh, well, let me tell you something. You a diver right in this evening, aren't you? All right.
Barbara Walters.
Well, let me tell you something, Sister Walters. No, honestly, here's what I tell everyone, and it's an honest thing because, you know, I'm Shangela and I keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
All Stars was set up, I believe, to showcase kind of, you know, the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely, every day of my life, feel like I'm one of the best. But the truth of it also is, I've only been doing this 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter a time thing for me, but I still have a lot to learn. Every day I'm watching, every day I'm growing, and every day I'm getting better. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I am turning the party. But I was not sad to not see myself on All Stars this season. You know, my fans always just want to see me on TV, and I want to give that to them. So I've been working really hard on a lot of other networks. But it's been great to watch All Stars and see a lot of my sisters compete and to go for the gold. And I've enjoyed it. Chopped the lead.
Yes. Now, who were you rooting for?
Well, you know, I love them all, but I got my favorites because I'm closer to some people just because we work together more. We're sisters, like Jujubee and Raven, I work with a lot. So I really, really wanted, I pulled for them. Yada Sophia and Alexis, definitely.
Yeah.
And of course, my girl, Latrice Royale.
Mm-hmm. Latrice. Now, you are one of the queens that I consider someone who definitely took the platform of RuPaul's Drag Race and have definitely captivated on that. Can you touch on life after Drag Race? Because I feel like a lot of people after Drag Race, you know, they kind of disappear a little bit. But you
I mean,
are everywhere.
Life after Drag Race is what you make of it. And I'll tell you this. Life after Drag Race is exhausting. But I'm having such a wonderful time. You know, the reason that I quit my corporate job a couple years back and moved to L.A. even before drag was to work as an entertainer. Mm-hmm. And I've been so blessed and I'm so grateful that I now have that opportunity to connect with so many people, not only in the U.S. but internationally, and to really live out my dream of working as an entertainer. And I'm taking that into every genre that I can. Now, sometimes I stretch myself a little too thin.
Right.
But, you know, I consider myself the next Beyonce, so that's why I have to continue to turn the party. that's why, you know, I've done music projects, I've done TV projects, I've done film projects, there's stage performances. I just launched my one-woman, one-hour stand-up comedy show called La Quipa is Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So it's just been everything. I did that show 3 times in New York, sold out crowd, and now it's going to be on DVD by Christmas.
Yeah,
well, congratulations.
You are very Beyonce in that aspect, where you did a 3-night stint somewhere, and now you're putting it out on DVD for those who missed it.
Okay. It's called The Best Of. LaQuifa is Hallelujah.
Now, did you have a favorite moment throughout this season that you can recall, something that you rather enjoyed?
From All Stars?
From All Stars, yeah.
You know, there were a lot of good ones. Let me think on that one, Tony. Let me think on that one. Because I always love when Jujubee ever mentions fried chicken. And as you know, I also love myself and my friends. They're so sweet to me. Jujubee was wearing, actually in the finale episode, a Hallelujah bracelet.
Yes.
And that was sickening to me because it was just such an homage and love. And how much I love her, child. I got my Jujubee t-shirt. I be rocking it.
Right. And
so,
we all know you're a fan of chicken, too.
Moment. And I love seeing the girls playing basketball outside.
Mm-hmm.
For 3-point fish.
That was maybe my favorite mini challenge.
That's the challenge where I felt like Raven looked like Chris Kattan.
Yes.
She was giving.
Raven was playing with them girls. She knows she could have slam dunked that ball if she wanted to. Look at Raven's body. She built like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Please.
I love it. So, Shangela, what is coming up for you? I know, knowing you how I do, you have something to plug, something that is coming up.
Listen, I love you both. And first of all, let me just say thank you for having me on the show. You know, my birthday was just last week, and you're throwing me a big birthday event tonight at Club DJs here in Dallas.
Mm.
So we're about to go downstairs. I got all these hosts, including my drag mother, who's going to be on season 5 of Drag Race. I'm so excited. Alyssa Edwards is going to be on Drag Race. And so she's here with me right now. We're about to go pile into this with stretch limo. We'll have a good time tonight. But before that, we're celebrating because this Thursday, I'm going to be guest starring on a little show on Fox called Glee.
Yes.
I'm so excited. It's with Sarah Jessica Parker and, of course, the show regular Glee and Michelle, Chris Colfer, Dean Geyer, just so many great people on the show, and I'm excited to turn the party over there. And then on Friday, in addition to performing in Northampton, Massachusetts, and Club Divas, I'm going to be dropping my first music video project, which, Tony, I don't know if you recall, but you're going to be featured in as well.
Yes, I do recall. I do recall that 5, 6, 7, 8 you had me do.
Shangela, we'll be playing it as a clip on our show later.
Yes, we're gonna give
you
a sneak preview.
I'm so excited because the people at BJ's don't know, but I have the final product right now, and our good friend Cameron Williams directed and edited this video. He's a genius.
Yes.
Mike Silas, who was from Lady Gaga's Monster Ball Tour, one of her principal dancers, choreographed it. It's featuring Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms and Jennifer Lewis veteran actors from everything from What's Love Got to Do With It to Cars 2 to Think Like a Man Shall Please. So I'm so excited. Even Yana Sophia, my sister, is in the video.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also Jason Carter from The Pit Crew.
Yes.
And another AfterBuzz host here. Yes, yes. He's going to be in it as well. So any last thoughts that you want to give to about anything that's going on with you, anything about All Stars?
Well, to your listeners out there, I just want to say, more than anything, I think my journey from 3 years ago and, you know, being a five-month baby in drag to today and guest starring on Glee in drag and just continuing to take drag to all different places and genres, it's just to say it's so important for us and the LGBT, including drag queens, to be seen and to perform and to be represented in all those different genres. And I'm doing my part, and I hope that other people stay inspired to always do their part as well, to just keep us moving forward, honey. Let's all love each other. Let's keep moving forward and never, ever give up on your dreams. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you, Shangela. I think actually we have one more question. Did you want to ask?
Oh,
Shangela, did you partake in the drag cruise last year?
You know what? Not last year, but I will be going on the one this year. I leave on Sunday, and we're doing a cruise down to the Caribbean. And I'm really excited about that cruise and performing for the fans that have signed up to come along with us and be a drag race at sea, fish, trying to, because fish belongs in the sea, and I'm on my way.
Please make sure you don't go overboard, though, because then you'll really be in the sea.
Well, you know what? If they try to make me walk the plank, don't worry, baby, because I'm going to float.
That changes my question into a statement then, because I do believe that when you tear something down, you should always rebuild it. And I may not be the biggest fan of your drag, but I've met you in person, and I think that your hustle is on point. You keep it moving all the time. And we were just talking about, Tony and I kind of have this similar view on what the next drag superstar should be and how you should push boundaries. You should kick those doors down. And you just made a good comment about how you gotta stay relevant. You have to stay in the public view. And I do believe that you would be a good voice for our community, whether it's transgender, gay, lesbian, whatever it may be, for those of us that are outside the box of normal. So I appreciate that that effort.
Well, thank
and that
you. I appreciate you making that comment. I mean, people tell me all the time that I've been one of the most polarizing contestants on Drag Race, which means either you either love Shangela or you're like, oh no, hail to the no Shangela. Continue to get to know me as an individual and as an entertainer outside of the show, reality show, RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm learning that a lot of people, we all just want the same thing, and it's just to live our lives and have a good time. So to you, I say have a good time, baby, and I hope we get to meet each other in person again soon.
Yes.
That is a great message. Thank you for calling
in, Shangela. Thank you very much, Shangela. Have fun.
We love you.
Bye.
Happy
Thank
belated
you.
Birthday.
Bye, Tommy.
Bye.
Okay, so moving on to the comedy show.
Yes.
Who did you guys think was the funniest on the comedy
Raven.
Show?
Hands down, Afrini.
Raven. Raven was my favorite.
Raven was quite fun. And the thing about Raven is that she felt very comfortable. Like, you can tell that, you know, if she was nervous, you couldn't really tell that she was. She was very comfortable on stage.
I wrote that. And Raven looked comfortable.
Yeah. And just the
That's
same
That's not
with,
what it looks like when you look at what you wrote.
He did not write comfortable.
He wrote smoof.
And even with Chad, I think maybe Chad, that might have been the first time that, you know, he presented a comedy routine. He felt, you know, it seemed like he was very comfortable with what he was doing, even though at first I think he was very nervous about it. But I think it's something about getting on stage and being that performer that just kind of clicks. And
definitely that happen. That is part of the old school, is you get on stage, you got to fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
I think though, and I've said this before on this show, that Raven, because Raven performs basically stand-up at Mickey's, I mean, she introduces all of the queens, and she has, like, a funny kind of shtick going on. I think she's used to that, and I think up until this point, we weren't seeing that side of Raven. Yeah. And I think that
she was very guarded before.
Yeah, from what I heard from a lot of the fans, people didn't really feel that Raven had a personality that was shining through, and I think that this was her moment, and people got to see what kind of fun stuff that Raven really puts forth.
Yeah.
One thing, she solidified herself. Her confidence is definitely there now. So when you get a certain level of confidence, like when we talked about her and Jujubee coming into the beginning of the season, like they just wore something kind of normal. Like, bitch, I'm here. I don't give a shit.
And I think, I don't know if I... if we said this or not, but the reason why they, or no, I think she did. We asked her about it, and she said the reason why they came in so simple was because they were going to be in drag all day. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to be comfortable. Comfy. Yeah. But they still looked great and put together.
They did. Every single one of Raven's outfits, I think, were on point.
Amazing.
Yeah. They're great.
She just has,
even when she didn't do laundry. That was her comedy.
I like, though, that the judges made a comment that basically she looks different all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that, to me, is something that's very appealing, mm-hmm. because she really is a chameleon performer, whereas Chad always comes out in... You can kind of guess and look at something and say, Chad will wear this, Chad won't wear this. Whereas you can't really do that with Raven.
Yeah. Raven and Chad they're part of the in crowd. Raven is very interesting. Chad is very inspiring. And I think that's the difference for me is Chad, because of her experience and her polished character, it inspires you to want to be a better entertainer, a better drag queen, mm-hmm. better transgender, whatever maybe. Whereas Raven is interesting. You always want to be looking to see what her next outfit is, what her next joke is going to be, how big her lips are going to be, or her makeup's going to be crazy foolish.
And to say her, I liked her outfit at Hamburger Mary's. It was just her makeup was off. But right. I think the look in general was, it was put together well.
I also think Juju B was hilarious.
I gave her second place on my list.
Like Sherry O'Terry said, and I love Sherry O'Terry, so I'm already on board with whatever she's going to say probably, unless she says, kill ponies or something.
I don't really know much about Laotian accents, but I kept getting Vietnamese. It kind of reminded me of the whole, Angela Johnson.
Wait, who are you talking
Crypto
about?
Jail. Juju B. When she imitated her grandmother's accent.
Yeah.
Well, to me, both Raven and Juju are funny because any true story where you're making fun of your family, that's always the best comedy to me. And that's why those two were my top.
And you're most likely not going to offend someone, because when it's your personal story and it's your personal history, it's like, how can someone be offended if you're making fun of yourself, essentially?
Yeah. Or your grandmother or a guy you mentioned.
Being part of a protected group and making a joke about that protected group because you're part of it, whereas we can't really make jokes about that kind of stuff.
Well, I personally, though, find it funnier. I like to go see stand-up comedians who routinely make fun of themselves, because I find it funnier when people have a sense of humor about themselves versus just ragging on other people, because you're like, okay, well, are you perfect? What's going on? Oh, and we have Chad on the line. Speaking of perfect.
There we are.
Chad
Michaels, winner!
The legendary queen of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars.
I did it.
How heavy is the crown? I just wanted to know how heavy the crown was.
Not as heavy as $100,000.
I'm holding it right now, actually. It's 5 pounds.
Okay. That's awesome.
I love it.
Are you keep it in bed? I would.
I would wear it to sleep.
I'm pretty attached to it. No, I haven't taken it to bed yet. It's sitting on my fireplace by my Christmas tree.
Oh, wow, what a nice spot. It could be the star on the tree.
It could be the star on the tree.
That's what Adam said. He said we should top the tree with it. I think it would make the tree fall over, though. Oh.
Speaking of Adam, I want to give a quick shout-out to Adam, who told me yesterday that he watches AfterBuzz TV, not only our show, but plenty of other shows on AfterBuzz TV, so shout out to Adam.
We love it. That's so awesome.
Yeah,
he loves it. He loves to watch you guys and Coco Ferocia and Isis Mirage from England. They do a really great weekly review of the show, and he loves them.
Oh, awesome.
I've seen them,
He's the one who goes on and reads everything. I don't read anything that's not either on my Twitter feed or on my Facebook.
Yeah.
I learned to stay away because, you know,
yeah, I'm
opinions
sure.
are like assholes, right?
Yeah. Right. So you are...
Some have two.
That's awful. So you are one day after the whole grand finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. How does it feel to be put into the RuPaul's Drag Race Hall of Fame?
Well, it feels surreal. I mean, it's been a really incredible year. It's been a lot of work, a lot of really hard work, going from season 4 to Drag You to All Stars, and I really feel like I earned this one. I think Chanel and I, you know, as a team, obviously, you know, there's a lot of, you know, subjective opinion, but we kicked ass, we grabbed the balls and shook it, and we won 3 challenges in a row, and you know, then we were split, and I think I went on to do a really strong showing, and I think it was fair. I think I won it fair and square, and I'm so proud of the work I did there. I'm thrilled.
Chad, we were saying actually before you came on that you seem to be fearless, especially in the challenges this season. Like I was mentioning that you in the street challenge where you have to basically like go out and hustle people and have them like eat from your hand and other things like that, that
right.
It didn't seem to faze you. Do you feel nervous going into those situations, or is that something that you've been doing it so long, you just attack it?
I don't think it's so much nerves as it is trying to come up with a game plan and how you're going to tackle it. But yeah, I am pretty much for the most part fearless. And, you know, it's either do or die. It's sink or swim in life and in this business. And, you know, what the hell do I have to lose? You know what I
mean?
Right,
right.
Like, I have everything to gain by putting yourself out there. And, you know, that's something that I've learned to do more and more as I get older. And it's fantastic. It's liberating. And it's like, who cares? You know, go for it.
Here's my question to kind of add to that, because this was my wonder, I guess, in your character. If you look back on your life in the past 5 years, do you think that you feel somewhat safer when you're in drag performing? I mean, like, if you, because this was my thing with Tony, we were talking about, now that you have the crown, you are somewhat an ambassador, whether you like it or not, for the LGBT community. And you're not always going to be in drag, but you still will represent, because we do see you as a normal man in the show. So you're going to be, you know, you are the face of our community per se. So do you feel that you aren't as comfortable not in drag to speak publicly and do things along those lines? Sorry.
Oh, baby, absolutely. I mean, to me, drag is, it's a creative outlet. It's an art form, and it's a job.
Right.
It's very much a uniform for me, and I don't, you know, you might be surprised, but you don't probably know me very well. I don't run the streets in drag. Like, right. Many of the girls do.
Right.
I don't go out every night in drag. I'm in drag if I'm working a show or I'm attending an event. So, you know, I am Chad all the time, and, you know, perfectly capable and love to represent as myself out of drag. I mean, a lot of times it's easier. Ask RuPaul.
Yeah.
You know?
Because RuPaul is like that, too. If she's not getting paid to be in drag, she will not be in it.
Well, that's work.
You know, I can respect
it's
that.
It's a lot of work, you guys, and it's a lot of pain, to be honest with you.
Beauty knows no pain.
Yeah, and, I've been involved in the gay community for 21 years now, and, you know, I worked as a bartender in a club in San Diego, and, you know, was just, you know...
See, that's an important thing.
We
talked about this last season. That's a very important thing. I kind of wish that we had known a little bit more of your backstory, because a lot of us felt that you were so polished, and I think the judges made comment about it last season, that it almost seems like it's too polished. I would have loved to have known some of your backstory, and of course it comes down to editing, so I get that, but that changes a little bit of the perspective of you. It humanizes you, it makes you more relatable, you resonate. Just hearing that you bartended, I mean, not that that's hugely important, but just having small tidbits, it makes it more endearing.
Yeah,
it absolutely does, and I have absolutely no control over that.
Correct.
You're absolutely right that it comes down to the editing, and, you know, for each person, they allow you to they allow your character to flourish, but it has to have some sort of direction in the show, and that's where the editing comes in, and they show you what they want to show you. I feel lucky. I feel like they showed a good 70% of who I am. There's a lot of stuff that didn't make the show, like my love of, you know, drugs. You know, in my 20s, you know, I went through a lot.
See, I would have totally been your biggest fan. That's important stuff to know.
But
it makes you so relatable.
That was in my Tic Tac Lunch with RuPaul in season 4, but that didn't make the cut. I guess that Ru chose to focus more on my issues with my father than my other past issues that struggled.
It may have been too serious.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you, and you know what? Believe me, I went into that show balls to the wall with my heart on my sleeve. Anything I was asked to talk about, I did, because I don't give a shit. I am me, baby. Love me or leave me, this is it. I will evolve, but I'm never going to change, and I'm always going to be me. So, you know, it's got to be that way.
Did you feel a difference between the Chad that was competing in season 4 and the Chad that competed in All Stars? Because there was a comment that I think it was from Santino that, like, he liked this newer, freer Chad Michaels that was in All Stars that I guess he wasn't getting in season 4. Do you think
I will nutshell that for you. Season 4 was Romper Room, and there was a lot of shenanigans going on, and Therese and I felt it. It went unspoken that we needed to maintain a level of temperance and level-headedness. And between the two of us, I think that we got through that season, got the kids through that season without there being any too bad of shit going on. You know, we really kept things diffused, and we diffused a lot of situations. I felt it necessary to play a more level-headed role there. I had to play it cool. I had to set an example for them.
Yeah.
Season All Stars is a different story. These are all seasoned veterans. These are big boys, and I had to be more assertive. I had to be more aggressive. I had to speak my mind, and I had to stand my ground.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have had issues with that. You know, I'm getting, we miss the old Chad. Well, no, you're just getting a different, you know, side, another side of who I am. And you know, I was in a competition, and I did what it took to win, and I think I played fairly.
Yeah.
And honestly.
And I totally get that, because I think in season 4, I just remember the Snatch game coming to mind, and people like you and Latrice, you know, being very professional, taking it very seriously. And I think there was, like, you know, some of the other contestants were just, it was that moment of like, what are you guys doing? You know, it was foolery, I think, as someone put it, as Latrice put it.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with Fifi, like, to the bitter end, I was trying it with Fifi. I really was. I was trying to give her some good advice, some good guidance, you know, in spite of all of the issues that we had during the show. In the very last Untucked, I'm still trying to fucking, you know, give her some advice, and that's all I can give people is my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And give you my experience and hope that maybe you'll listen and take something from it and learn something from it.
Well, that's the point.
So,
at least you tried. Because sometimes
tried,
you gotta let them sink.
Yeah.
You tried, you gave you your, tried. It's all good.
Yeah.
Chad, just, we're gonna have to go soon, but...
Plug.
But yes, please plug something that, we know you're doing the cruise.
Yeah. But before you plug, what are you going to do with that $100,000 prize?
Oh, yes.
My house.
It's definitely going up. I want to put it up and just, you know, have a little egg. Definitely going to do the little trust fund for my nephew that I've been talking about. And,
good.
You know, might definitely pay off a few bills. But I'm pretty good about that, so we're kind of free and clear. Plug. Well, you know what? For me, I'm, you know, it's always my nose to the grindstone, you guys, and I'm pretty much, you can find me on stage 5 to 6 days a week somewhere. Come see me at Dream Girls in WeHo.
Yes.
We've got all of your favorite drag races there every week. And I'm on the road. I honestly don't have time to sleep. I'm going all over. I'm just going to be getting my new schedule for the new year. I am approaching the idea of doing a little single for everybody.
Okay.
I've got a couple people that I'm going to be working with, and I've always been very heavily influenced by Paris is Burning and the underground New York club scene music, people like Alan T and different MCs like that. So I've got some ideas for a really fun single that is very different from anything that the other girls have done. You know, not saying it's going to be a success, but who knows? I'm really excited about it. So,
it's all about the hook,
working
girl.
Working on that and the merchandising, of course, on ChadMichaels.com. Get your updo shirt.
Updo.
Yes.
That is awesome.
And, you know, and whatever happens, guys, you know, I kind of learned you can't really, it's hard to predict what's going to happen. And, you know, I've been really, really lucky in this business. I've had some angels sitting on my shoulder and a lot of great doors open and opportunities. And I'm just kind of looking forward with a really optimistic point of view. I don't have any other reason to be. I'm on top of the world right now. And I feel so honored that that Rue chose me, and I know you guys love Raven, and she's so worthy, and she's so incredible, and you guys need to know that I've known Raven before she did drag, and yeah. I've always looked over that kid and watched him grow and like blossom into this freaking exquisite creature that he is today, and I know you wanted it for her, and all I can say is that her time will come.
Yeah. That's what I said. That is what I said.
There's bigger plans for Raven.
You just shed light on part of the thing that I think held a lot of people back from really liking you as a whole package. So for me, you just swayed my vote. I'm good. So.
Well, I mean, she already won. She already got your vote.
Yeah, she
I predicted
won.
She was going to win from the beginning.
I did too. Well, congratulations, Chad. Thank you so much for calling.
Congratulations. Oh, wait, before you go, did you go on the cruise last year?
No, I didn't go. Oh. We're headed out this week.
Have a good time.
Yeah,
call us and give us an update.
Try to get some form of relaxation while you're on the cruise after all of this.
Exactly. We're going to have some fun. Pandora and Ian are coming, so we're gonna double date with them and hang out.
Aww, that's awesome.
Actually, everyone's going. My daughter Morgan McMichaels is going, and Cher and Phoebe and Latrice, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have a really good time.
Awesome. Well, have fun, and tell Adam I said hello.
I'm sure he probably already heard it.
Oh, good.
And congratulations.
Yes.
Again.
Definitely congratulations.
And I'll be emailing you a bill that I need paid off if you would like to contribute to the Tony Fund.
A trust fund for Tony.
I will take it.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Chad. Have a good
Adam
night.
Good night.
Good night, Adam.
All right, bye, y'all.
Bye. Okay, so any last thoughts before we do news and gossip?
Well, speaking of...
I don't know why I did these fingers.
Sooner or later.
Because we don't believe that that's news and gossip.
Right. Well, speaking of shopping and spending money...
Oh, yes.
That little segue.
Yes, what a great segue.
Right? I'm going to read right off of this. I don't know if it's any bad or not. But before you do your holiday shopping online at Amazon, please first go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click the Amazon banner at the top and then shop. AfterBuzz does get a kickback of your purchase. It's no extra cost. It's a way to support AfterBuzz TV so that we can keep doing our after shows for you. So make sure you go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click the Amazon banner and shop.
Keeps the lights on.
Wonderful, Tony. What about iTunes?
Well, Jackie, would you like to tell us about iTunes?
Oh, I see how that goes. Molly, a backhand
smile on the show.
Well, we actually, if you can click on us on iTunes, and if you go to AfterBuzz TV, look up RuPaul's Drag Race, subscribe to our show, rate, comment. We read all of the comments, good and
yes,
bad.
Yes, she does.
I do. And
she replies to every single one
of
them.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I reply to every single one of them on YouTube because I can't figure out how to reply to them on iTunes.
Someone
on YouTube is going to let you know how to reply
exactly.
to
them.
Exactly.
And then how they feel about you on iTunes. Yes.
Yeah. Which is fine. I don't really care how you think about me, but I will respond either. Oh, thanks, Natalie. Mm-hmm. Yes. Natalie's my friend. But yes, I haven't figured out how to reply yet, so I'm sorry about that. And some people I did reply on air to like 50 years later.
She's going
to
learn to just make another comment. That's what she's going
to
do.
But then I feel dumb because I'm not talking to anybody. It's just a comment that's wasted in space. I want a conversation.
So tell us about your news and gossip.
Okay, so news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
On Monday, less than a week before Carnival's RuPaul's Drag Race themed cruise was set to disembark, the cruise ship line sent out an urgent notice informing passengers that they would not be permitted to dress and drag outside their rooms on the very expensive drag-themed vacation they had already booked and paid for. Carnival and Alan Chuck Travel's Facebook pages were inundated with comments, and following the outcry, Carnival explained that it loves drag queens and then blamed Alan Chuck Travel's presentation for the mix-up, saying that they were advised that only performers would be dressed in drag during private events. Carnival explained that in light of the miscommunication, anyone who wishes to dress in drag would be permitted to do so as long as they carry and resemble the picture in their government-issued photo ID. So that was the big to-do, and that was why Cam kept asking people about whether or not they had been on it last year to see if...
They were allowed to dress in drag on the ship in costume.
I'm sorry, but if you're dressed in drag, How can you resemble the photo that is on your government issued ID?
Hello, your eye color.
Bone structure. I mean, it's the basics. It's almost like traveling. They are governed somewhat by the DOT. Not that you have to have ID throughout the whole cruise and at all times, but I can see how that makes a little sense. And I can also see how Al and Chuck tried to displace liability onto the cruise ship company. So just because they're a gay establishment or gay
business.
No, it's
the other way around.
No, but if you read that, because Al and Chuck was the one who sent out the...
No, Carnival sent out the original notice, and then basically Carnival blamed Al and Chuck for the miscommunication.
Presentation?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, hello, it's a...
But wait, if Al and Chuck didn't send anything out, how was there any misrepresentation?
Basically, they said that whatever they got from Al and Chuck made them send that notice out.
Ah.
Either way, it's a drag cruise. So clearly somebody else is going to be... I mean, if there are other family members on there, you might want to warn them that there are going to be some drag going on.
But well, see, there's a way to do that without saying nobody can dress in drag, you know? I mean, and it's like, if you're having a specific, like, event highlighted on this, you would say, okay, this is an event in which there... But I wouldn't want to know that about anything, like a singles cruise, you know, if you're like, okay, this is going to be a kid's bar mitzvah bus, so, like, just know that there's going to be 1,000 14-year-olds on here. Like, just information about where you travel, but I don't think that you should limit it, although they also mentioned that people were allowed to dress in Halloween costumes, so how's that any different?
Right. Happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Happy Dragoween.
Holiday coming up.
So we also have a video. Do we still... Can we roll that?
Yeah, we can. Come on.
We have a video. We
Damn,
have
Gina.
A video.
Of course we guess.
It features Tony
this
and
video,
Shangela.
The five, video sneak six, peek seven, does not eight. Feature me, but this is a sneak peek of Shangela's upcoming video that's coming out on December 1st called Work.
This is great. It's blue.
Yeah, blue.
If she does a death drop, I'm going to shoot myself.
I'm pretty sure there's a death drop coming somewhere. I mean, that's classic, iconic drag. Splits and death drops.
And Swiffering the floor with your taint. Yes.
Wasn't that Sahara Davenport?
No, that was Milan.
That was Milan.
Oh. No 9 to 5.
They can see it online.
Oh, sickness.
Oh, yeah.
It's not coming up on the screen.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Buffering.
You
Everybody.
Heard some of it.
Buffering.
And
yes.
Maybe one of us, like Tony, can tweet it.
Well, of course. And when I tweet, you can follow me on @LoungingWithTony. And the video will come out December 1st.
Yay. So Natalie, where can they find you?
At Natalie Bratney. His is better.
Cam, where can they find you?
At Tamakava777.
And you can find me at 123Jackie_B, and that's JACQUE. Thank you all for tuning in. We will be back for season 5.
I'm changing my handle to Lounging with Natalie.
You can't do that. You're already lounging with Tony. You can't be lounging with Natalie.
You can lounge with both all of you.
How about you do this?
Wouldn't
it
be fun if we sat next to each other and
you should ask
Tony
Alan Chuck for your money back.
No. You can do hanging with Natalie.
No. That sounds like hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I'm sorry. Well, hang with him then. Don't be lounging with
Crying
me.
With Natalie.
That'll be next.
Mine can be YouTube laughter. Messaging with Jackie.
PinkDolphins.com.
Oh, boy. And y'all, don't forget that season 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race starts in January.
Yes. So we will be after buzzing it.
Yes, we will. So until then.
Until then.
Shop on Amazon through AfterBuzz TV.
And download our previous iTunes shows. And then go and check out all the other AfterBuzz iTunes shows.
And don't forget to rate and comment.
Yes.
And from you can rip.com,
executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Traffic.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.